Instagram or X, thanks to KFC. But this third quarter is about to get underway. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Think Harvey Norman for all the big brands at Geelong's best prices. And umpire Jacob Mollison is to throw it into the turf.
And it's going to be Tom De Koning and Toby Conway who go up. And Conway gets it down towards Dangerfield. De Koning, though, second effort was all right to Chera. Got that little slick little handball out. And the Blues go forward inside 50 with the kick. Getting back, Motlop couldn't take the mark. Kerno tried to kick it off the ground. Motlop over the top of it again. Kerno tried to get the handball away. And then it was a short little kick. Duncan. He can't get away for the Cats. Now the ball spills free. Comes from Fantasia. And 55 out from the Carlton goal. The umpire's going to pay holding the ball here. And he certainly is. And it's against the Cats. And lying on it at the bottom of the pack was O'Sullivan. So Ollie Hollins is going to take the free kick for Carlton. 55 from goal. Kicking to the legend standing in this third term. He goes up. Mackay goes up and takes the mark in the middle. Blitzarves, Collar Jasny and Stewart around him. And just like he started the first term, Harry Mackay has taken the mark, 20 out from goal, slight angle.
Please tell me this is not the first quarter.
Did I say like the first quarter?
No, yeah, you
did. I say first quarter?
No, you said like the first quarter.
Like the first quarter. Oh, yeah.
Just as long as it's not.
Oh, no. He'll miss this anyway, so it's okay. Oh, wow. Can't say that out loud. He's kicked 1-1 today, Harry Mackay.
If you're not careful, you'll be riding the top way to packing them tonight.
Wow, wee. Hot out there. Mackay comes in and misses it.
Oh, no.
I told you, he needs a little bit of Greavesy work, I think, in front of the goals. He has missed that easily. 4-6-30. Now Carlton, Geelong 7-4-46. Minute and a half played, third term on the Bowen Foods time clock.
Stewart comes broadcast side, wanting Nevitt flying. Couldn't complete the mark. It's off hands and out of bounds for a boundary throw. And right below our best seats in the house. First time we've said that at Princess Park since 2007. Thanks to APCO Cafe 24/7. Ball will be tossed back into play. Tom De Koning to do the ruck work. You spoke to him post the semi-final win last year.
Yep.
Jeez, he was good value.
He was very good value.
He and Toby Conway at it. De Koning won the tap down. Hewitt tried to do the roving for the Blues. Taken down by Bruin. Bruin pushed him in the back in trying to extract the footy from his grasp, and it'll be a free kick to the former Swan. He'll give a handball off to Ollie Hollins, who's gone to the number four this year. Kick inside, forward 50. About 25 from goal. Kerno from five deep. Couldn't mark. Front of the pack. Fantasia, the former Don and Power man, gave it to Fogarty, former Cat, who gave it back to Fantasia. Fantasia's quick snap is knocked through from behind on the line by Jack Henry for a minor score in the margin. He is 15 rush behind for the Blues. They go to 4-7-31. Geelong is 7-4-46, and they click quickly to the outer side to Blitzarves.
They do. Blitzarves draws Adam Sard towards him, gives it away by Hander Holmes. He draws a play and gives it to O'Sullivan on centre wing, all off a step. It didn't look great, but I tell you what, Tom Hawkins made it look better. He took the mark, came from behind and over the top. Great play by the Cats. Oh. They get it towards Brian Myers. He can't take the mark, though. It was pretty good defensive play by the Blues to get back there in time. It just put a hand up. Myers, well, I thought the umpire paid too high.
He did for the fend-off.
Oh, for the fend-off against Hollins. And that's why Ollie Hollins is getting up going, really? It was against me? Brian Myers doesn't care because he kicked his second. And great transition play from the Cats. From one end to the other, Tom Stewart, Brian Myers finished at 8-4-52 Geelong. They lead Carlton 4-7-31. And that is on the Harvey Norman third quarter scoreboard. And we've played 3.5 Bowen Foods at time clock.
Myers with two.
Cool. So, what are we doing? We're having a...
I reckon we might have a scenario.
I think we might.
So we've been told that the ball is now... Instead of a ball up, we're getting a boundary throw in a true centre wing. So I don't know whether the coaches have instructed... Well, obviously they've instructed that to happen.
Yeah.
So this is where we do go into more match sim than practice match.
Yeah.
Ball is thrown into play. Unless there's a new rule that's been brought in, Jason,
that we don't know about.
It's going to be a free kick for a hole. Going to go to Tommy Atkins. Quickly plays on. Short kick, Dangerfield, who's in a very nice photo taken by our old mate Jason Boris from Pixel Sports Media, who's here this afternoon. Marcel's in Thailand. Long ball, 25 from goal. Off hands, no mark taken. Front of the pack, Stengel. Didn't call a lot of him in the first half. Went to go off the ground. Hawkins had a misfire with the soccer. Handball out of the pack by Kemp. They'll get out of trouble here. The Blues will lay Chera head over the footy and went straight to Dangerfield and took him high, did the skipper. Paddy Dangerfield sits on 321 games. The same number that Ted Whitten finished on.
It was too. The great EJ. So the Blues from inside defensive 50 with Chera. Kicks it along the line towards centre wing. Holds up in that. Breeze Duncan fills the hole. Cops one behind the ears as well, Mitchie. And he'll be on the pool deck tonight somewhere along the line, I think, Mitch, after this hot afternoon. He's on centre wing. He drives it with a wobbly punt inside 50. In front, Stengel couldn't take the mark. He's wrapped up straight away, not going there. The umpire's going to ping him here for holding the ball. Didn't try and get it out of that contest. And Jordan Boyd's going to take the free kick for Carlton.
Boyd goes laterally into the right back pocket to McGovern. McGovern went to go and then he changed his mind, held it back, and now kicks it out in the pool. So probably should have gone,
should have gone the first one.
As he went looking for Orazio Fantasia. Interesting pickup by the Blues. Didn't play a lot of footy last year with the power. Orazio. Holmes with the resultant free kick out of sight of the ground on a blowy, hot, dirty, stinking day. As he tried to take on the tackle, he got a handball away about 15 metres. Dangerfield had to come up and meet it like a mark, but had it knocked from his grasp. Blues will take it at half back. Chera had plenty of the footy for Kerr's hire. Elijah Holland's a handball into space. Missed Fogarty out of bounds. Got a bit scrappy through this opening 5 minutes 50 on the Barwon Foods time clock. Barwon Foods sells the freshest fish direct to you. Donga Road, North Geelong. I'm looking forward to some... I reckon there's some shucked oysters later today when the change comes through. I'm already stopping there on the way home.
37.1 at Icon Park. Currently, ball from the ruck contest. Bowes leaves it in the end for Clark to get it. The kick around the corner, not 15. Close has to try and put a tackle on Akers on the outside for Carlton. Little right foot kick around the corner was okay to McKay. A long way from goal. He wheels and goes on centre wing. The big left footer drills it towards centre half for good kick to Cripps. Finds the skipper. Wants to play on now. Gets on the left. Across half forward with the kick. Was okay. And Elijah Hollins takes the mark. Not much to kick to inside deep 50. Wants to play on now. Gives it everything he's got. Pretty much open goal square. And then O'Sullivan comes across. He has missed everything out of bounds on the full. And the Cats, through their number one draft pick from last year, will take the free kick.
And the Murray Bush Rangers taken with pick number 11 as he goes short with the kick and finds a target in Kolodziejczyk. Kolodziejczyk goes short and Duncan marks. And he's 25 from his defensive goal in the corridor. Takes off and sees a run from O'Sullivan, who has to stretch. Couldn't take it in the fingertips and they've turned it over. Here now is Ollie Hollins running the 45. He went to kick, changed his mind, steadied and kicked it anyway. Went to go the short pass. O'Sullivan there, just a jittery moment going back with the flight. Just couldn't take it in the hands, off the fingertips, and the Cats turn it over, and the margin is back to 15 points on the third quarter. K-Rock Harvey Norman scoreboard. Carlton 5-7-37, the Cats are 8-4-52, and we've played 7.5 minutes in this third period of play at Icon Park. Hope you're enjoying the call through krockfootball.live as a nice finish from Ollie Hollins.
Fairly large initiation for Connor O'Sullivan. He's playing on Charlie Curno deep.
Andrew Mackey did touch on that yesterday and said he's going to get a good workout tomorrow. He's going to have Mackay.
He's going to work it out. Yeah, he's going to work it out pretty quick. Just couldn't quite take the mark there and turn the ball over. So he'll learn from that. And a big job on Charlie Curnow, the Coleman medalist, at one end. So the Blues bring the margin back to 15. Reece Stanley now on the ground for the Cats, replacing Toby Conway. Tom DeConing against him. Deconing gets it down. Dangerfield's handball to Holmes is in the middle now. Gives it away to Cameron, who's back on. Gives it away by hand to Holmes. Left foot kick inside 50. Going up at the back, Henry. Hawkins handball back towards Dempsey. Got around, a little handball to Henry. Back to the Tomahawk. Right foot kick, top of the square. It was a great kick for George Hewitt, who plays for Carlton. And he takes the mark uncontested for the Blues.
A rare missed target.
Yes.
Hewitt off by hands. The run comes from behind. And the kick, though, wide. Cottrell will do well to mark and does next to the boundary line at left half back for the Blues. He goes short on the bounce. Motlop had to wait for it. Corralled by Atkins. He got a handball away, Motlop, but it'll land for Bowes. He'll take it on the bounce. Gave it to Atkins. Atkins just submitted in the tackle and out of bounds. He thought he might have been taken high. Atkins. I reckon he was too from our vantage point, but the umpire didn't see it that way. And we'll get a boundary throw in slightly forward of the interchange gates favouring Carlton at true centre wing. And it's the Blues trailing by 15.
Boundary throw in. Stanley got it down. Blitzarves getting it towards Bruin. It gets pushed into the interchange benches by Adam Chera. Mark Litzars tells him all about it too. And we'll have a boundary thrown as the wind picks up here at Icon Park. Fairly blustery conditions now.
Well, that won't cool it down, unfortunately.
No. So I'll throw in centre wing. Mackay's come up to the ruck work for Carlton up against Stanley. To the front of the pack, Cameron. Handball to Stanley. Oh, his handball just chopped off Bruin. Got there first, right on the boundary line. Right foot scrambling kick towards Clark. Kick off the ground by McGovern, back towards Bruin. Now what's he going to do? He's handballing over top to Clark, was better. Got a bit of time. Oh, had it, lost it, thought about it, then got pushed over the boundary line by three Carlton players. And it will be another boundary throwing still on centre wing.
Cameron's spending a bit of time around the footy today.
Looks a long way from goal, isn't
he? Yeah, he's been...
Looks pretty fit.
He looks in really good nick. Boundary throwing. It's a shallow one. Tapped down by Mackay. Blitzarves doing the roving, taking in a two-man tackle by Hewitt and also Doherty, and going nowhere. And we'll get another stoppage through centre wing broadcast side here at Icon Park. Cats by 15. Hope you're enjoying the call through krockfootball.live, wherever you are around the world. As the Cats kick off their campaign for 2024 with a little bit more intensity. Down in Warrnambool last week for the community camp, which was a lot of fun. Good to catch up with a couple of players for some chats. Duncan and Bruin and Nevitt, among those. You can see those stories at krockfootball.com.au through that portal. It's going to be a free kick for a hold, and it's going to come back to Mackay, although advantage has been paid. And a driving ball from Ollie Hollands inside 50, not a great one, although the spoil was good from Elijah Hollands, or rather Moyer, I should say, to knock it away from Jack Henry. And we'll get a boundary throw in as we see now Mullen, O'Connor and Neil are now... Well, they're not doing any running. I don't know whether they're walking and they've been told they're done.
Yeah.
Whether they're heading back to the rooms, which are on the other side of the ground. I can see a bunch of players in warm-up tops preparing maybe to be injected into the contest after the final term. From the boundary throw-in, the Blues through Cunningham. Give a handball to Newman. Tried the don't argue on Myers. Got a handball on the bounce back to Cunningham. Ran straight to Cameron and was dumped. And it's caused a turnover. Ollie Henry palmed it nicely to close.
And he goes over the top to Dempsey, 50 from goal. He can run in. Can he get around? That's the thing. He's got Tom Hawkins had to run 80 metres, and his handball over the top. Missed Henry as a target. Coming back the other way and helping out was Louis Young for Carlton. And the Blues get out of trouble. And they get back there. And Tom Hawkins hasn't run that fast and that far for a very long time. He's had to follow it up. So the Blues hold the Cats up, about 40 out from goal.
Sean Manners on the ground for the first time in the hoops.
Hawkins gets it down to Otui, who's wrapped up. He tried to get the kick away under pressure. Dempsey tried to get the handball out. Manners is there as well. Now Myers, right foot kick out of the pack, across the face of goal and over the boundary line in the right forward pocket for a boundary throw-in.
I love it, how it's just like your old school suburban fence at that Royal Parade into the ground in front of the new High Performance Centre. 12 and a half minutes played on the Bowen Foods time clock. Hawkins to go at it with Mackay. And from the boundary throwing, no clear winner, but Mackay did pick up the loose footy off the ground. Dribbled a kick to halfback. Fantasia's hands were clean. Quick handball went to Newman. Newman a handball back towards Cripps. Cripps had to wait for it to bounce. Pressured by O'Sullivan of Geelong. Bruin right on the boundary line at 50. Pulls it to the hot spot. It's marked on the chest there by Akers. Haven't caught a lot of Blake Akers this afternoon as he goes wide with a kick looking for Kemp, and Brody Kemp just had to wait for it to sit on the bounce. Now he comes back on the 45. Dangerous kick, and put it onto the chest of McGovern.
Play on now. Mark was taken. Get it further afield. Cunningham takes the mark. Back end of the centre wing for Carlton. He chips the ball over the top. Mackay and Cottrell it is who takes the mark in front of Colajasny.
No 50-metre penalties in this game.
No,
so
chips over the top.
For Kerr's height.
And he gets it to Cunningham, who followed it up. So moving it along the flank. He goes inside 50. Kernow on a lead. Zach Guthrie pushed him way too easy under the ball. And Zach Guthrie was able to take the mark in the last line of defence for the Cats. So Carlton supporters not too happy about that. Guthrie did a great job.
Have been told that Zach Guthrie contract talks progressing very well. Something imminent with Zach Guthrie.
Well, I hope he doesn't put that part of the video that he just kicked then to Mitch Duncan, because it just came off Mitch's hand and went out of bounds. So it's going to be a boundary throw, but that's good for Zach Guthrie. He's been very good in the last couple of years for the Cats.
Yeah, 77 games now.
Yeah, he's done well. So throw in Mackay, Stanley to the side of the pack. Akers breaks free, handball over the top. Oh, Doherty can't keep that in. Gave himself up pretty easily and pretty quickly. And we'll have a boundary throw in. It's 8-4-52. Geelong, they lead. Carlton 5-7-37. We played 14 and a half in this third stanza. And that's Marlon Foods time clock.
Got to say, I've been impressed with Max Holmes' game. And no wonder there's plenty of chatter about what his future looks like beyond this year. Bowes from the boundary throwing knocked it along the ground. Manor turned it over. Doherty, quick kick around the corner, straight on the chest of Duncan, who's been good this afternoon, the veteran, at left halfback. Season number 15 for Mitch Duncan.
Wow.
arriving with a fresh-faced teenager from WA with a just a hint of product through the hair. The kick is poor. It's out of bounds on the full. And the Cats will turn that over. Free kick for the Blues. We'll come back to McGovern. Former Crow has it. Back of the wing, out of side. It just feels like it's got warmer again. Kick towards half forward. Flying but not marking was Moyer for Carlton. Knocked away by Jack Henry into the path of Tui at left half back. Handball back to Bruin. Bruin spins on a threepenny bit. Kicks it 8 metres. Jack Henry wasn't expecting it, but he took it and turned and kicked. But he kicked it straight back to McGovern as he went looking for his brother. McGovern now kicks towards centre half back. Cottrell out of his reach, but he'll have plenty of room to move.
And he goes now just inside the centre square. Tries to hit the target at half forward. He has. Elijah Hollins has taken it. From the Gold Coast, Hollins goes inside 50 with a kick. Kurnow goes up, can't take the mark off the back of the pack. Nevitt needs some support, got it to handball O'Sullivan to Holmes. He's got Nevitt in support, great play. And worked the ball nicely out to Mitch Nevitt, who takes a bounce and runs through half back. Right foot kick short, terrible. Missed Jack Bowes, who was watching it go past like he was at second slip. Goes back now to Nick Newman inside 50 with the kick. Oh, Collar Jasny comes indiscriminately, falls over to the back, and they finish it off. I think it's Moore who has kicked the goal. And Collar Jasny went up indiscriminately, and that is his second of the afternoon. And Carlton draw it back to 9 points, 6-7-43 Carlton. Geelong 8-4-52, 16 and a half played in this third term.
A bit more match sim happening. They're going to bring it back to being a boundary throw-in again rather than a bounce in the middle.
Paddy's happy about that. He's just coming on the ground. He doesn't have to go all the way to the centre.
You know it's warm because Paddy Dangerfield has the socks down.
Yes.
Close.
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
No,
they changed their mind.
No.
No, back to the middle. They were looking to come to the boundary to throw it in as a scenario-based play. Margin is 9. Atkins, Bruin, Dangerfield and Conway in the bounce for the Cats right now. Cripps, Hewitt, Doherty and DeConey. For the Blues. 6-7-43, 8-4-52, 17 minutes played on the Bowen Foods third quarter time clock. Thanks to Metricon, who have jumped on board K-Rock Footy. We won't have any players post-match interviews, but they'll be part of the K-Rock football team again in 2024 from the ruck contest. Tui off the wing did the roving for the Cats. Duncan tried to dribble it to himself like a basketball, did take possession, but also was claimed by Hewitt just forward of the centre circles. And we will get a ball up. Umpire Mollison comes in, says, give it to me. I'll put it into the air. Conway winning the tap. Cripps the roving. Handball fired out. Manor had a juggle, and that time to juggle allowed Doherty to lay him in a tackle. Ball still bobbling around, though. The umpire happy to let play go, but now says, give it to me, and I'll ball it up. 8-4-52, 6-7-43. Cats by 9. Hope you're enjoying the call. Tom King on carrollfootball.live alongside Jason Doherty.
That's the ball from the ruck contest. Pack develops again. Still in the middle. The umpire's letting it go. Handball came towards Myers. He can't take it. Saad. Elijah Hollins gets it away. And through the middle, Carlton go. Doherty's handball to Saad, who followed up, runs through. Right foot, left foot kick inside 50. Guthrie read it the better for the Cats. Wants to put it out front of Manor, who has to go out there with Newman. Coming out at Dempsey as well. Ball spills free. Cowan there for Carlton. Comes back towards Dempsey. Good pickup. Handball to Tui. Set him a task. And over the top of that. And the Carlton player is very happy with it. The Carlton supporter is very happy with that. As Zach Tui gets wrapped up in front of the grandstand, the legend stand.
Oh, hang on. What just fell out of his short? Oh, that was his premiership medal.
Oh, back, whack. There you go, Carlton fans. Have a boundary throw it now after the ruck contest. Do you reckon he just carries it around at Icon Park?
What was that the sun reflecting off? Oh, that was Zach Tui's premiership medal.
Stop it.
Boundary throwing. At right half forward. DeConing, front position, from behind. Conway won the tap down. Attacked there by Bruin. A handball, though, that did no favours for Duncan. Was knocked away from him back towards Carlton's forward 50. Although Atkins went back to butter up for the Cats. Handball to Zach Guthrie outside of the right boot. Dangerfield stretching. Takes the mark. Wants 50. It's not going to come. Player was coming with momentum. Patrick, you can't expect that he can hold himself.
Stop straight away.
Now Dangerfield among off the boot, but it's going to work out right for Dempsey. He dropped the mark, Dempsey, but time to recover. Spun 360, now loops a handball over the top. Asked a lot of Duncan. Duncan was able to get it forward to Ollie Henry. Ollie Henry to Myers, back to Ollie Henry. Ollie Henry outside of the right boot. Manor will mark right on 50, left half forward. Then see something he likes in the pocket. Well-weighted kick, and that's a good first possession from Sean Manor as Brad Close marks in the left forward pocket, tight angle, perfect for a right footer and a man of his class to step out on the J curve. So that'll do the confidence and the nerves of Sean Manor the world of good. Just seeing Neil O'Connor and Mullen in front of us still, letting go around to the rooms. Close didn't get enough on that and on the line. It's knocked through for a behind by Blake Akers. So the margin now back at double figures at 10 points. 8-5-53 to catch, just the one goal in the second quarter. Carlton 6-7-43. The Blues have kicked two to cut what was a 17-point deficit back to 10 as we've ticked into time on the Barham Foods time clock. 20 and a half minutes played on carrollfootball.live.
Nick Newman to Jordan Boyd, who went short at defensive 50 and found Fogarty. The ex-Cat goes to centre wing. Tom DeConing goes up, had his name written on it. Couldn't quite take the mark. His second effort was great. Got it away, the Blues go forward. Oh, Mackay, they don't argue on Henry as well. And he wrapped him up as well, Jack Henry. The kick was smothered. Atkins in there fighting hard for it. Passed a couple homes to Tom Stewart at defensive 50. Kick was smothered. Coming the other way, Ollie Hollins tried to be pushed off the football. Nick Newman through the middle, did well, got one eye. And we'll take a free kick. He went right at it, Nick Newman. He didn't deviate one bit as he went to the ground and to try and get the footy. And too high from Paddy Dangerfield.
Neil O'Connor and Mullen just running in front of us. There's economical running styles, and then there's O'Sheen Mullen.
Very economical. Oh,
very economical. There's barely
hands next to the body.
There's no arm movement whatsoever.
So it's going to be a George Hewitt with the free kick and the kick now. 40 out from goal, 45 degree angle. At the legend stand end of Icon Park, comes out with the right foot, and where he ran is where he kicked. He missed it to the right hand side and through for one behind. Back to 9 points the difference, 6-8-44 Carlton. Geelong 8-5-53, 22 played in this third term, thanks to Harvey Norman.
Can't be much left in this third period. With halfback Manor, the kick went looking for Cameron, went with the one hand, was able to reel it in with his left hand and then swing onto his left boot. Close, sat under it, couldn't complete the mark. He got a free kick though. An advantage we paid. Atkins, no, it's coming back. It'll be a free kick to the Blues. So I'm not sure what that was for, but it'll come
tunneling
back.
Tunneling maybe?
Yeah, it'll come back and Hewitt will take the resultant free kick. Former Swan goes short to Saad. Adam Saad will start the season on 177 games, so we're going to plan. We'll join the 200 club either in round 24 or in finals. In a little 1-2 with Doherty as he drives a ball to about 20 out from goal. Zach Guthrie judging at best, marks over Moyer, takes a fine mark, goes short to Clark, and that is three-quarter time here at Icon Park on the warmest day of summer in the warmest commentary box in the world. We bring you a 9-point Geelong lead, 8-5-53, Carlton 6-8-48. Thanks to the Bureau of Meteorology and South Point Garden Supplies. Jace, can you give us a temperature update? Ash and the team at South Point Garden Supplies, 15 Boneyards Avenue, Torquay, just behind the Bunnings.
Ash is hot, 36.9, feels like 32.3.
Right, so she is warm. Kessley by 9, they kick just the one goal. They kick one goal, one into, we think, the breeze in that third quarter. Slightly into it, maybe. Yeah. Hard to tell for South Point Garden Supplies. He's doing a little bit. The old palm trees on the other side of Princes Park are doing quite a bit. The Blues kicked a couple of goals there. Now 6-8-44 after being 4-5-29. Cam Guthrie, the talking point. The injury for St John of God. We're hearing a slight quad concern. Precautionary is the reason why he hasn't played on. Hopefully nothing too serious out of there for the Cats. Back shortly. Thanks to Abco Cafe 24/7. We've got you. Live, breathe K-Rock Footy.